Okay, so I want us to consider this activity. This is totally optional, and it's also personal to each of us, so we're not going to show each other our things necessarily. I found this lovely life journey map, and you won't be able to read necessarily, but you know, it's this young girl. She records her first pony ride in 2002. And it obviously stood out for her the next year that she found a bird and helped him get out the window. And got Bobby, our cat, went to Canada in 2003, massive life event, I imagine. Tap lessons, riding the bike and so on. And then when she's a bit older, new baby sister, and she got braces, perhaps she sees those as equally big in her life, and then moved, new house, new school, new town, up to today. And that's lovely, isn't it? This kind of zigzag idea of however old she was, she's covered 13 years of these events, from her childhood perhaps till later teens, which is really lovely. So I thought maybe we could consider doing this. And this is why I'm a secondary school teacher. I don't do drawing. This is what primary teachers do. But I thought it might be useful for, you know, maybe to do that sort of zigzag effect of just thinking about all the events or certain key events that have happened in your life, perhaps with Jesus, or dare I say some where Jesus felt absent, perhaps. Or maybe like me, you're more of a sort of a columnar person, and you might want past, present, and future. You might just want to list a few things, key events in each of those. Of course, we don't know events in the future, but we'll come on to that later. So perhaps we should just focus on the past, actually. Let's just do the past for now. Or you might be more of a... perhaps a sort of I was thinking crossroads, junction. Maybe there's been some times in your past where there's been a junction that you faced and you had, you know, choices and weren't sure which way to go, or maybe to reflect on that. So I didn't think to ask the guys if we had any music, but if you have any music, let's just give us a minute or so. Grab your paper. Or if you just want to think about it and do it later or not do it at all, that's absolutely fine. Just going to give you a minute or so to think about events in your past. Let's just do past at the moment. Okay, so this is the kind of activity you can make as detailed or as simple as you like. And maybe this is just a thought-provoking start to something that you could do perhaps throughout the week, coming weeks and months in your prayer times. So let's just focus on our journey with Jesus in the past. On the notices, I'd asked if people could think about or bring an item that represented something significant about your walk with Jesus in the past. And I know I mentioned this last summer, I think, when I did a service. This is a post-it note that my dad wrote, I think he put under my windscreen wipers, just before me and Mum went to Stony Bible Week. Stony Bible Week was a New Frontiers version of New Wine, which I was involved with. I used to help with the bookshop. It was great, fantastic. I went numerous years. And then one year, Mum came as well. And it says something about, don't bring about rolling in the aisles, something like this. This is obviously very old. And I thought this represented, for me, my journey with Jesus, because I loved my involvement in Stoneleigh Bible Week, in the church that I was in when I first started teaching. And then, of course, soon after he wrote this, a couple of years later, he died. And we have the 25th anniversary coming up. And so it really strongly represented my walk with Jesus through those early days of grief. And I know, I'm sure, certainly my mum would agree with this when I say that I felt so carried by prayers, love and support in this building in those early days and weeks and months. So for me, that represents my journey, my ongoing journey with Jesus in terms of loss, in terms of faith, in terms of moving forward. I wonder if there's anybody that would perhaps like to share their item. Jaden's going to be the roaming mic. One, two, make sure it works. Take it off mute. Right. Is there anybody that would, giving Jaden the microphone, anybody that would like to share? Oh, Jaden, Steve in the corner.
When I was in hospital about 3 years ago, I was pretty seriously ill. But during that time, I don't remember very much, about 6 or 7 weeks, but I did hold on to the cross.
That's so
special.
So
that was a real, that was a real sort of step in my life, yeah.
And
have it. Just a quickie, if you ever come to Songs of Praise, Pauline sometimes shares a poem. Can't remember everything, but she says, we get to the bend in the road, but the road goes on.
Oh, that's
there
lovely.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who else?
Oh, Rose.
So I didn't really know what to bring, but in the end I decided I'd bring my journal. So this is what I write in every day in my prayer time with God. So it's a daily walk, and I've got books and books of these at home over so many years, because what's important really to me in life is that I stay close to God through everything that happens.
Funnily enough, I was going to say the same thing, but in the end, because I've got dozens of them, in the end I've chosen my reader's badge, because I became a reader in 2000, and that was a very significant event. I never went to university. I just had a college doing shorthand and typing, and that was it. But for me, being licensed as a reader was like a big, significant university event. So.
And I remember the time that Mum said, I want to talk to you four children. She gathered us all together. She had something big to tell us, and I thought, she's going to sell the house. And it wasn't long after Dad had died, she's going to sell the house. And it was to tell us, I remember this, that she, that you were going to become a reader, or trained to be a reader. Jaden, middle there.
I think with me, it's by sharing your testimony, what the Lord has done for you, that increased my faith. And what every time I share, you know, people pray that that will happen to them as well.
The power of hearing people's testimony. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Testing.
Bridget. Oh, so sorry. Jane, Bridget.
I brought this with me, which I actually got in Ghana about 14 years ago when we were on the third time we went out to Zambia on our mission there. And it's very precious because it's a picture of somebody holding a Bible, and it just reminds me of the Bible and prayer. But also it reminds me, Desmond Tutu said once that our lives to make music should be like the piano. If we play on all the black keys, it doesn't sound right. And if we play on all the white keys, it doesn't sound right. But if we play on both, we make music. And I think very much at the heart of my Christian walk is that I've really appreciated different cultures, different black and white and everything in between, because God loves us all and we all have different gifts to bring. So that just reminds me of that.
Lovely. And Jade, and finally Sue, at the back.
Yeah, a long time ago, when my house burnt down, when you said bring something of a life journey, I took the wooden cross off the wall in my bedroom to bring, but I've forgotten to bring it. But it's a very special cross, because that cross was on my house in Churchill Avenue when we had the fire, and that cross didn't get touched by the fire. Or the six Bibles that were on my bookshelf. Everything else was destroyed in the fire except the Bibles and the cross. And that cross I look at often and remember how the Lord brought myself and Deborah out through the flames.
Thank you, Sue. That's lovely.
I thought as Steve was first, I can be last. But yeah, I could have said the same with Steve as being in intensive care last year. But another thing that I found right at the end, before coming out this morning, was my Holy Land travel diary. I can't find the page I really wanted. It was, I forget where it was called, but where the replica of the cross, not the cross, but the crown of thorns that Jesus was supposed to have worn was up in the roof of that ceiling. And I can remember that meant so much to me. But just to have been over to the Holy Land, you mentioned Israel and Egypt this morning, and we've been for both. But it was a lovely, having gone with Ken and John Lawrence, who was our curate then, it was 10 years after we were married, and it meant a lot and still does.
That's very powerful. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant. So I think we've kind of done the exercise in the sense of just thinking individually about our history. So I'm just going to encourage you now to think, where have you felt Jesus' presence the most, or perhaps the least? When has it been easy? When has it been hard? Have there been specific events along the way, or a time period particularly? In these verses that we heard in Exodus, I love this bit, it was a night of watching by the Lord. I love that, just that word stood out to me, this idea of the Lord watching, just watching over. And then in the Deuteronomy, it says, there you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son. What powerful, delicate images there. I wonder what some of you might think of when you look at this picture. I don't think we can talk about journeying in the past with Jesus without listening to this poem. One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. I said, Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, that you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you, and I will never leave you, never, ever, during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you.